you love good music that stirs your soul, you've come to the right place. We call this place Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. This is DJ Rick, bringing you just a little bit of my favorite soul, funk, and R&B music. I'm glad you can join me. This program is called Stevie Wonder's Classic Albums, 1972 to 1976. A child prodigy, Stevie Wonder was a veteran hitmaker before he was 21. Signed by Motown Records to his first contract at the age of 9, Stevie Wonder had been in the studio for much of his childhood. At the age of 13, he was the first artist to have a song hit number one on both the R&B and pop charts with Fingertips. Other hits he recorded as a young person included Uptight, My Cherie Amour, I Was Made to Love Her, For Once in My Life, and Signed, Sealed, Delivered. He recorded 9 albums before he was 17. In 1971, the second of his 2 childhood contracts with Motown expired as he turned 21. He informed Motown that he would not sign a new contract without major changes to their relationship, including complete creative control of his recordings and publishing rights. He left the Motown studios in Detroit and traveled to New York City, where he went into the Electric Lady recording studio, originally built for Jimi Hendrix, and stayed there for a long time. He wrote many new songs in a completely novel style. When he was ready, he got the million-dollar contract from Motown he felt he deserved, and then, in 1972, he released the album Music of My Mind, which is arguably the start of his classic albums. But where we're going to start is with Talking Book, also from 1972. You probably will recognize the next 2 songs.
Thank you. why I'll always stay around. Yeah, yeah. You are the apple of my eye. Forever you stay in my heart. You must have known that I was lonely because you
heard Superstition and You Are the Sunshine of My Life. Superstition was written by Stevie Wonder and released as the first single off the album Talking Book. It was a number one hit on both the pop and R&B charts. Superstition was written for the great guitarist Jeff Beck, who was sitting in as a musician for the Talking Book recordings. The music sheets direct that the song be played with, quote, moderate funk, and Stevie's playing on the Hohner clavinet is certainly funky. Daniel Levitin wrote in a book called This Is Your Brain on Music, The Science of a Human Obsession, that in one part, he analyzed the groove of Superstition, and he focused on Stevie's drumming, stating, "The genius of his drumming is that he keeps us on our mental toes by changing the pattern every time he plays it, holding just enough of it the same to keep us grounded." Stevie learned to play by studying Funk Brothers drummer Benny Benjamin. The second song, You Are the Sunshine of My Life, was released as the second single off Talking Book, and it also went to number one. Stevie wrote the song about his wife, Sarita, during the sessions for Music of My Mind about a year earlier, but it did not make that album because they were breaking up. But the sincere, simple, and sweet lyrics of Sunshine make it a perennial favorite. Talking Book's cover was remarkable, too. Printed on extra-heavy cardboard, the original cover had a message imprinted in Braille, and a photo of Stevie without sunglasses covering his eyes for the first time. I can't find mine now, but I had the original issue of Talking Book with the Braille imprint. Recently, President Obama said, "I was 10 years old, maybe 11, with my own cash, and I didn't have a lot of it. Talking Book was the first record I ever bought, and I listened to that thing. That thing got so worn out." Stevie Wonder won 3 Grammys for Talking Book, but his creativity was just starting. Let's play 2 more in a row.
A boy's born in Hot Dime, Mississippi, surrounded by four walls that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city. His father works some days for 14 hours, and you can bet he barely makes a dollar. His mother goes to scrub the floors for me, and you best believe she hardly gets a penny.
Thanks a lot. Wow. New York, just like I pictured it. Skyscrapers and everything.
Hey, hey, brother. Hey, come here, Flick. Hey, huh? you look hip, man. Hey, you want to make yourself $5, man?
Yeah, brother.
Hey, look here, run this across the street for me right quick, okay? Run across the street for me. Hey.
What? Huh? I don't know. What? I'm just going across the street.
Shut your mouth.
Oh, no. What'd I do?
Turn around. Put your hands behind your back. Let's go.
A jury of your peers having found you guilty. 10 years.
What?
Come on! Get in that cell, nigger.
God. No.
His hair is long. His feet are hard and pretty.
Hold you.
of hand. A touch of rain and sunshine made the flower grow into a lovely smile that's blooming. And it's so clear to me that here's a dream come true. There's no way that I'll be losing.
You just heard Living for the City and Golden Lady from the 1973 album Inner Visions. In Living for the City, he tackles poverty and racism in a narrative about broken dreams. He incorporated street noises, sirens, and even a jail guard saying the hateful words, "Get in that cell, nigger." You can tell that Stevie intended these two songs to be heard in sequence, since there is a piano interlude that links the two songs. But the contrast between the gritty Living for the City and the very sweet Golden Lady is astonishing. Golden Lady is one of Stevie Wonder's greatest love songs. And considering the lyrics, looking in your eyes, kind of heaven eyes, closing both my eyes, waiting for a surprise, you forget that Stevie Wonder was never able to see. He's channeling his inner visions. His next song is about reincarnation.
People keep on learning.
That was Higher Ground, also from the 1973 album Inner Visions. Stevie wrote the song, played all instruments, and finished recording the whole thing in a three-hour burst of creativity. It is clear from the lyrics that he feels his own mortality, and he needs to try to move up from his old life of sin and move on to higher ground. His premonition of his own death was startling. In an interview with Rolling Stone magazine in 1973, Stevie said that he expected to die soon. And just 3 days after Inner Visions was released, he was riding in the front passenger's seat, asleep, when his car crashed into a logging truck. A big log came in through the windshield straight into Stevie's forehead. It broke his skull and put him in a coma. After 5 days in a coma, his friend Ira Tucker started singing Higher Ground into Stevie's ear, and Stevie's hand started tapping along to the song. He recovered rather quickly, but the whole episode left Stevie with the unshakable feeling that he had died and come back for a second chance at life on Earth. The album Inner Visions is regarded by many to be up with Marvin Gaye's What's Going On as the pinnacle of socially conscious R&B. Inner Visions won Stevie 3 more Grammy Awards, including Album of the Year. This is DJ Rick. You are listening to Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, on Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSH LP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org. Let's hear the meditative song he put out on his next album.
They say away, and just the pure at heart will walk a righteous street someday. They say that heaven is 10 zillion light years away, but if there is a God, we need him now. What my friends ask me, and I say it's taken him so long, 'cause we've got so far to come. Tell me, people, why can't they say that hate is 10 zillion light years away? Why can't love and every soul?
taken him so long, 'cause we've got so far to come. But in my heart I can feel it, feel this spirit, oh, 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 feel it, feel this spirit. I can't say that heaven is 10 zillion light years away, but if so, let all be pure and hard, just to walk a righteous streets I pray. So long, but we've got so far to come. People, where is your God? Inside, please let him be. And I say it's taking him so long, 'cause we've got so far to come. But if you open,
that was Heaven is 10 Zillion Miles Away from Stevie Wonder's 1974 album, Fulfilling This's First Finale. The title of the album represents Stevie's last look back on his life as it was before the car accident that nearly killed him. The lyrics of Heaven is 10 Zillion Miles Away show that Stevie has opened his heart to God and feels his Holy Spirit. While Fulfilling This's First Finale is, for the most part, slower and more somber than his previous albums, Stevie remains open to the pleasures of the flesh as we play this great piece of funky music next.
Under the stars above. So boogie on, red woman, what is wrong with you?
That was Boogie on Reggae Woman, which shows, again, that Stevie has an excellent sense of sight for a blind person. His lyrics in Boogie On include the following. I'd like to see both of us fall deeply in love. I'd like to see you naked under the stars above. Boogie on Reggae Woman was a number one hit on the R&B chart and number three on the pop chart. The album, fulfilling this first finale, was number one on both the R&B and pop charts for album sales and was Stevie's first number one album since 1963. Stevie Wonder won three more Grammys for the album, including Album of the Year, in 1974. On the strength of four monster hit albums and his second consecutive Album of the Year award, he signed a new recording contract with Motown, which guaranteed him $13 million and could earn him as much as $37 million, which, to put it in perspective, was bigger than Elton John and Neil Diamond's contracts put together. Plus, it gave him the highest royalty rate ever paid to that date. The deal also included a clause that allowed Stevie the right to approve or reject any buyer of Motown Records. Rolling Stone magazine said the re-signing of Stevie Wonder saved Motown's ass. His next album would take a while, nearly 2 years. When Paul Simon received the Grammy for Album of the Year in 1975, in his brief thank you speech he said, "Most of all, I'd like to thank Stevie Wonder for not making an album this year." For his next album, Stevie bought cutting-edge technology for three studios, one in New York and two in California. He was reportedly working on hundreds of songs at the same time, often working around the clock for as much as 48 hours at a time. He eventually used a total of 130 different musicians on the record. When he got there, it was a double album with an extra four-track EP, a 24-page booklet. It was a sprawling and extremely ambitious effort. It was unlike anything ever before. At the age of 26, Stevie released the album Songs in the Key of Life on September 28, 1976. It shipped platinum with advanced sales of over a million copies. Let's hear the first single. That was I Wish, which immediately went to number one on both the pop and R&B charts and was an international smash hit. The album Songs in the Key of Life spent a total of 24 non-consecutive weeks at number one in the album's chart and stayed on the charts for 80 weeks. Next up, the very cool Pastime Paradise. ¶¶
spending most of their lives living in a pastime paradise. Been spending most of their lives living in a pastime paradise. Been wasting most of their time glorifying days long gone behind. Been wasting most of their days in remembrance of ignorance so disgraced. Tell me who are they? Dispensation, isolation, exploitation, mutilation, mutation, miscreation, confirmation to the evils of the world. And spending most of their lives living in a future paradise. And spending most of their lives living in a future paradise. They've been looking in their minds for the day that sorrow's lost from time. They keep telling of the day when the Savior of love will come to stay. Tell me who of them will come to be. How many of them are you and me? Proclamation of grace, relation, consolation, integration, verification of revelation, acclamation for salvation, vibration, simulation, confirmation to peace of the world. They've been spending most of their lives living in a pastime paradise. They've been spending most of their lives living in a pastime paradise. They've been spending most of their lives living in a future paradise. They've been spending most of their lives living in a future paradise. We've been spending too much of our lives living in a past paradise. Let's start living on life, living for the future paradise. Pray to our lives living for the future.
Pastime Paradise is constructed from the first 8 notes and 4 chords from Bach's Prelude in No. 2 in C minor. It was one of the first songs that used a synthesizer to sound like a full section of stringed instruments. Pastime Paradise also features backing vocalists chanting Hare Krishna and playing finger cymbals, as well as a gospel vocalist. Amazing creativity. The song was not released as a single, but in 1995 was used as the basis for a very popular rap song, Gangsta's Paradise by Coolio, which won a Grammy and was one of the best-selling singles ever. In that form, it sold almost 6 million copies worldwide. Stevie intentionally made a grand statement in Songs of the Key of Life, and he deliberately tackled many musical styles and subject matters. Many musicians call it their favorite, including Elton John, Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, and Michael Jackson. And there were many hits on Songs in the Key of Life, including Sir Duke, Another Star, and the following classic.
As around the sun, the earth knows she's revolving, and the rosebuds know the bloom in early May. Just as hate knows love's the cure, you can rest your mind assured. I'll be loving you always. Cause now I can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Just as all that's born is new, do know what I say is true.
Until the rainbow burns the star on in the sky.
Always.
Until the ocean.
Did you know that life is giving love a guarantee to last through forever and another day? Just as time knew to move on since the beginning, and the seasons know exactly when to change. Just as kindness knows no shame,
nothing for your joy and pain.
But I'll be loving you always. As the day I know I'm living, but tomorrow could make me the past, but that I mustn't fear. For I'll know deep in my mind the love of me I've left behind. 'Cause I'll be loving you
always.
Always.
Until the day that it's the day that I don't want.
Did you know you?
That was the great song, As, one of my favorites. The main theme of the song is eternal, enduring love. His love will endure until the impossible happens, such as oceans covering the mountains, day becoming night, and dolphins flying. But it's the tight drumming, gospel-style vocals, and the funky keyboard work on the Fender Rhodes piano that makes the song so catchy. There are actually two pianos on the cut, one played by Stevie and the other by Herbie Hancock. Released in October of 1977, As was the last single from the songs in the Key of Life. It didn't chart well, barely reaching the top 40 on both the pop chart and R&B chart. And surprisingly, it turns out that it marks the end of an era. In hindsight, it's easy to see that it might be hard to continue on the same high level of creativity forever. His five albums, released from 1972 to 1976, were his highest selling, best reviewed, and best loved by many. Many consider Songs in the Key of Life to be a masterpiece, but also feel that it ended Stevie Wonder's classic period. To sum up, in a four-year period, Stevie Wonder recorded five classic albums, one of which was longer than a double album. He received 17 Grammy Awards, including three for Album of the Year in 4 years. What a fantastic run. It's not that Stevie Wonder fell off a cliff and was never heard from again, because after 1976, he had top-selling albums and singles and collaborations with Paul McCartney, Gladys Knight, Chaka Khan, Third World, Elton John, and Dionne Warwick. He had political influence as well, being instrumental in creating the national holiday to honor Dr. King and working to abolish the South African racist laws of apartheid. He also won a Golden Globe and an Oscar in 1985 for Best Original Song for I Just Called to Say I Love You. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1989, second youngest after Michael Jackson. He won 11 more Grammy Awards, including the Grammy for Lifetime Achievement in 1996. There are too many total awards to mention them all, but to top it off, last year he was awarded the President's Medal of Freedom, the highest civilian award of the United States. Elton John said, "I like to think that I'm a pretty good musician, but Stevie Wonder is in a whole nother league." And Bob Dylan said, "If anyone can be called a genius, Stevie Wonder can be." The Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, said in 1968 that soul doesn't need to be defined because it's a feeling. This is DJ Rick, and you have been listening to Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, on KVSH-FM. Thanks for listening. Find out what it means to me.